Thanks for tuning in to the 21st. I'm Jenna Dooley. Experts estimate there are hundreds of thousands of coyotes in our state, including in some of our most urban areas. Perhaps you've seen or heard one in your neighborhood. Nearly 100,000 coyotes were removed by professionals in 2018 alone. That's according to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Coyote attacks on people are rare, especially considering how many are in the state, but the animals are still a source of concern for many. Last week, residents in Rockford called for a public meeting about coyote sightings in which officials provided more information about the animals and tips on how best to avoid interactions with them. For more on this, we're joined by Sandy Woltman. She's the animal care director for Oaken Acres Wildlife Center in Sycamore, Illinois, near DeKalb. She joins us from our partner station, WNIJ. Sandy, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you.
Maybe I should do a howl to get going into that. Is this a new problem?
It's a more recent problem than about the last 20 years, where people seem to be more concerned having more coyote sightings in their areas. Experts believe it's due to kind of the population boom, where they've always been there and we're moving into their territory. So they're basically being forced to live closer to us.
And they're particularly attracted to those urban areas. Is there more food available?
It's pretty much a little bit of a Club Med for them. If you think about how our urban and suburban settings are, people are often leaving food outside. There's dumps and garbage outside. There's usually open water with ponds and retention ponds for subdivisions and office buildings and such. So they're very adaptable animals, and they have really learned to adapt to our suburban and urban setting.
But I have to imagine they still enjoy rural areas. Do we see them often on farmland?
We do have them often on farmland. They're not often as seen because they have more acreage to actually roam, where less people are. So they're not forced to actually be living underneath our decks or underneath a porch or such, or close to a school. So they're definitely out there. They just seem to have less interactions with people.
And I'm thinking back to middle school science class and the food chain and all of that. I mean, what do they want to eat?
Coyotes are very opportunistic. They're omnivores. They'll eat food, or they'll eat meat and fruit. They typically want to prey on things like squirrels and rats and mice, even small birds. In suburban settings, they have very much taken to eating eggs out of goose nests. They've really learned to see that as a delicacy, which has actually helped to control the Canada goose population in certain counties. The last thing they're really looking for are people's pets, even though that's usually what we hear about in the uproar. They may, if there's a stray cat or a cat outside, food is food to them, and it's an easy prey source. So they may occasionally prey on something like a small cat.
Sandy, are there any misconceptions about the coyote population that you want to address?
The population has increased the last several years, again, just due to them being opportunistic in the area and really learning to adapt to the suburban and urban sprawl. Many towns, they decide to eradicate the populations of coyotes within an area, within a town, a subdivision, by removing all the coyotes that they can trap. They will hire trappers to do this. And research has actually shown that by removing coyotes, especially the females within a group, it actually increases the population. The female that is next to breed will actually have more puppies that following year than they would have had. So it's actually bad for that area in terms of it's increasing that population of coyotes.
Okay, so the easy solution, or what would seem as the easy solution, not so. Let's say someone comes across a coyote in their yard or neighborhood. I have had personal experience with this. What should they do? Obviously, it doesn't seem like a great idea to approach them.
Normally, we tell people just let it be. It's just passing through. Rarely does a coyote want to take up residency in someone's yard. If people just see it passing through, it's literally just passing through to get from point A to point B. There are ways to deter coyotes from being in your yard or coming closer to your homes, and that includes not leaving any food out, and that could be intentionally for your dog or cat, intentionally for things like raccoons or opossums. Food is food, and they definitely will approach and eat things like dog chow, cat chow, even open water. By leaving a water bowl out, it's going to attract coyotes to come closer to people as well. bird feeders. You're just not feeding birds, but you're feeding the animals that will feed on the food that has fallen, such as mice and squirrels. And that's just encouraging other predatory animals, such as foxes and coyotes, to come to hunt underneath your feeders. So you may definitely see an increase in coyotes due to that.
You mentioned the it's not likely to attack small animals, but again, you keep saying, you know, food is food, and mm-hmm. cats and dogs are food too. But there's, it's kind of the idea of driving versus flying. You know, people say, well, there's a lot of car accidents and people are afraid of flying, but flying is safer. There's millions of domesticated dog attacks each year in the U.S., and it seems like coyotes might get an unfair rep on how often that they hurt the little critters.
Yeah, there aren't millions of coyote attacks on dogs in the U.S. There's actually quite few.
But dog attacks from other sources, I guess what I'm trying to say, might be
definitely
more common than from coyotes.
Definitely. Dog bites from, or bites from dogs is definitely more common than something like a coyote attacking a small dog. There can be problems with your small pets, especially small dogs, that what we call the Napoleon effect, where they go out and they run at that animal. They're very small, and the coyote is kind of like, really? I can take you. Most dogs will run away from something like a coyote. They might bark at it, but they aren't going to typically challenge that coyote. We will see an increase in coyote attacks on smaller pets during certain times of the year. During breeding season, January and February is when they're out seeking mates. They're starting to really establish territory, and a canine is a canine, and they might challenge that dog if they feel it's in their territory. That's often when we will hear about coyote attacks on small animals. So we always suggest, if you have especially a small dog, to protect it as you would a small child and supervise that dog like a small child. Go out with your dog, keep it leashed, keep it close. Even a fenced yard, coyotes can scale fences and come into a yard and take a small pet. The other thing that really works well is to change up your habits. If you always let your dog out at 6 a.m., the next day let it out at 6:30. Just change up your routine every day when you're letting out your dog, so the coyote is not recognizing your routine for you. A coyote in your yard, as we said before, just it's passing from point A to B. If it is hanging out, we always recommend to do some type of hazing. You know, yell at that coyote, an air horn, banging pots and pans. You can even throw small rocks or a tennis ball or something at that animal just to get it to move on and let it know it's not welcomed in your yard.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The 21st, and our guest is Sandy Woltman. She's the Animal Care Director for Oaken Acres Wildlife Center in Sycamore, Illinois, which is near DeKalb. She's been telling us more about coyote sightings in the northern part of the state. Sandy, can you tell us more about what your organization does to treat and care for injured coyotes?
Sure. Oaken Acres Wildlife Center is located in Sycamore, Illinois, which is in DeKalb County, so the northern part of the county. And we are a wildlife rehabilitation center caring for injured, orphaned, and diseased wildlife in DeKalb County. We typically will see coyote puppies every year that have come in that are orphaned or sick or diseased. Typically, they're orphaned due to the parents or the mother being shot and killed, or the both parents being shot and killed by someone just not wanting them on their property. Occasionally they're found on sides of roads near an injured or a killed adult. We do raise those puppies together in groups so they do not habituate or become used to people. And they are released in rural sections of DeKalb County then come fall.
And some people might think the best solution would be to catch, move them out of the area, but that's not necessarily the best idea. Can you explain what challenges that relocation poses to the animal population?
Sure. Again, we had talked about removing something like the female from a group, and then the population actually increases. Even if you were to live trap an animal and move it to a new area, an adult coyote or even a sub-adult, it's going to have challenges trying to find new territory to call its own, know its food source. Most areas within Illinois have coyotes on them already that are claiming them as their territory. So by just dumping an animal, what you think might be as a good place can actually be detrimental to that animal because it's having to fight the current coyotes that are claiming that territory.
And you mentioned
so they often do not survive.
And you mentioned your organization does work to rehabilitate coyotes rather than to kill them or put them down, because I have to believe you believe that they're beneficial to the ecosystem. Can you talk more about what coyotes do provide that are some of the more positive elements for society?
Sure. Coyotes are very much rodent control in our areas, and that's all areas. Again, feeding on things like your small rodents, your rats, your mice, even squirrels, keeping those populations in check. Everything with the food chain, you're going to have predators down to prey. And your prey animals, if we weren't to have things like coyotes and foxes, they would just really overtake and become a problem. Again, in suburban areas, they're finding that coyotes have very much reduced, if not stabilized, the Canada goose population, which, if you remember, 15, 20 years ago was a huge problem within surrounding counties in northern Illinois. And the coyote population has really seemed to kind of tally that down and reduce that population, which has been great.
And they are canines, but can you describe, I know that I've heard a coyote, but I don't know if I could necessarily, sometimes it could be difficult to differentiate it from just a dog. So what makes the coyote look different than a dog?
They're all legs. Some people mistake them for a German Shepherd, but they do stand tall. They do have a long, bushy tail. They typically only weigh 30 pounds or less. So if someone sees a sick coyote, they just kind of look like all skin and bones. Their ears are typically erect. They're often seen alone or in groups of two. Oftentimes their head is down when they're lurking through something like the woods or that in line with their back. But they can very much be mistaken for something like a German Shepherd.
What tips would you have to help us coexist with one another? What should we be doing better? You talked about changing up patterns if you have pets. But I'm wondering, when trash day comes along, I have to set my trash out. Is there anything I should be doing differently?
We always recommend putting your trash out in the morning instead of the night before. Coyotes actually don't want to go to trash if they don't have to. If people have put smelly things out there, they definitely will try. And if you need to keep your trash cans outside or put it out the night before, I always recommend taking something like an old rag or a roll of toilet paper and soaking it in ammonia and putting it inside your trash can, and that often will deter a coyote from getting into the trash and moving on. But the best thing is keeping that trash can inside and not putting it out till the morning of. And that just isn't for coyotes, but things like raccoons as well that are going to be opportunistic to an easy food source.
And there was that meeting recently in Rockford. Enough people were getting fed up with seeing and hearing the coyotes that they called in the Department of Natural Resources, and they did an information session. What would you say to residents who are still concerned?
I think we need to tell people that coyotes are here to stay. They're not going anywhere. They will self-limit their population once they get to certain numbers. There's not going to be enough food out there. We will not have a continually increasing population. Again, they will self-limit based on prey. And we need to change, like we said, some of our habits and just learn to coexist by not leaving food out for them. When we see them, haze them away, letting them know that they're not welcome necessarily within our yard. And just educating ourselves and our neighbors and the general public about coyotes and their wanting to actually not be near people.
That's Sandy Waltman, the Animal Care Director for Oaken Acres Wildlife Center in Sycamore, Illinois. She's been telling us more about coyotes here in Illinois. Sandy, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And that's all the time we have for today. Follow us on Twitter. You can search for The 21st Show. We live tweet during the show with more analysis and background about what we're talking about. Maybe you've seen a coyote in your backyard. Share the picture. We're also on Facebook. Search for The 21st to like us, and you can comment on what we're working on or post questions or comments that you want us to ask on the air. All of those links and every other way to contact us. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail, send us an email, or follow us on social media, just go to our website, 21stshow.org. We've also got all of our past shows there, and you can find us most places you get your podcast. We're on Spotify now, as well as Apple Podcasts and NPR One. Just search for The 21st. The 21st is produced by Libby Foster, Anna Casey, and Julian Haida. Eunice Alpazan is our intern. Technical direction comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hartwick is the news director. Special thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. I'm Jenna Dooley. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening.